All right, next up, it's another hour of the Kim Komando Show podcast exclusively for Komando community members. And here's hour three for the weekend of April 10th, 2021.
I read every single email that gets sent to me. I really, really do. And this one, Mike, they've actually mentioned you and Jeff in Atlanta listening to us on WSB wrote, "Kim, I love your show and I love all your jokes. Please tell Mike James that I think you are wonderfully funny and he should just leave you alone. Here's a joke that I wrote for you, and I don't care if Mike doesn't like it." Okay, you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
Okay. "I'm binging a TV show for free on Amazon, but it won't let me watch certain episodes, specifically episode number 2, 3, 5, 7, 11, 13, 17, 19, 23, 29, 31, 37, 41, 43, 47, 53, 59, 61, 67, 71, 73, 79, 83, 89, and 97. You see, those are only available on Amazon Prime.
Ha!
All right, Jeff, there you go. Thanks for sending us a note. And you see, ladies and gentlemen, just an example of the reason why we are the top-rated show about all things digital. You can find us on 420 great stations across the United States, streaming in your favorite radio app, and also available as a podcast over at GetKim.com. And American Forces Network Radio, thanks to our servicemen and women in the Army, Marines, Navy, Air Force, Coast Guard, and Space Force who are protecting our great nation. And our T-Mobile Unlimited listener line is now open at 1-888-825-5254. And when's the last time you actually looked at your wireless bill? And I mean really, really looked at it. Because if you're tired of seeing complicated jargon and hidden fees on your bill, then it's time to make the switch to T-Mobile. Now, you've heard me talk about T-Mobile plans in the past. Well, they have another amazing plan for those 55 and up that now includes Netflix. It's called Magenta 55 Plus. It comes with two lines of unlimited data for only $70 a month. That's right, exactly $70 a month, this month and every month. And that's not all. Netflix is now included, so you can binge all your favorite movies and shows without paying for yet another subscription. And I've been using Netflix to watch Outlanders. It's really a great series. What are you watching? Visit T-Mobile.com/55 or call 1-800-T-MOBILE today.
With auto-pay, sales tax, and regulatory fees included in the rate plan price, keeping it steady, unlimited on T-Mobile's network, customers using 100 gigs a month may notice reduced speeds during congestion due to data prioritization. Video at 480p received Netflix standard with two lines.
And NetSuite. Trust me when I say I know the pains of running a small business. When you're the owner, I know this for sure, you may be the marketeer, the accountant, the IT person, every other role under the sun. And when you're doing it all, you need the right tools. Don't let QuickBooks and spreadsheets slow you down, making things harder than necessary. It's time to upgrade to NetSuite and stop paying for multiple systems that don't give you the information you need when you need it to make a decision. You need to ditch all the old software that you've outgrown. It's time. NetSuite by Oracle is the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you visibility and control over your financials, your HR, inventory, e-commerce, and more, all in one place instantaneously. So whether you're doing a million or hundreds of millions in revenue, save time and money with NetSuite. Join the over 24,000 companies using NetSuite right now. Let NetSuite show you how they'll benefit your business with a free product tour at netsuite.com/Kim. Schedule your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Kim, netsuite.com/Kim, and start mail. Free email services bank on exploiting your data by selling to the highest bidder. Don't trust big tech. Go to startmail.com/Kim to get a 7-day free trial and 50% off your first year. That starts with the letter T, startmail.com/Kim. All right, let's start this hour with five things you need to know about future tech that will give you a glimpse into where things are headed. Apple hasn't had very many innovations recently, a couple of years rather. And now word is on the horizon. There's going to be a major update to Find My. That's the app that lets you track and find your missing Apple tech, whether it's an AirPod, Apple Watch, Mac, iPhone, iPad. Now, Find My is about to get a lot more. Following the promise that it made last year, Apple has opened up the Bluetooth network to third-party manufacturers. So that means if you have a compatible gadget, it can start using the Find My once you lose it. Now, one is Belkin's new Soundform Freedom wireless earbuds. The app will also support a couple of e-bikes made by a company called VanMoof, along with the Chipolo OneSpot. Not sure what that is, but it sounds important. So we're going to have more products rolling out. And if you're interested, just look for products that have something that will say works with Apple Find My. And so I'll be easily able to find my car keys, but it won't help with the key missing off my keyboard. I've just lost control. Number two, it's not just Apple. Samsung's getting in the business too. The basic smart tag was first announced in January. It's similar to others, little battery-powered gadget, small enough to attach to a keychain, costs $30. They have the smart tag plus, $40. It has an added tracking bonus, meaning that it uses Bluetooth and has ultra-wideband tech to locate the tag. And augmented reality through your smartphone camera, that's going to get a more precise location. So if you're going to buy one, get the Smart Tag Plus. It's well worth it. It's going to be released later this month. Take a little bit longer to get here to the United States. Any of these trackers are really handy for things that you lose with any frequency. I put them on just about anything I have. Number three, a speaker that can be a work of art. What? If you like listening to music without seeing those big speakers on every service, you're about to love the sound of this. Sonos is partnering with IKEA. They've already had produced a bookshelf speaker, one that's built into a table lamp that costs $180. But this time, IKEA and Sonos are getting together on a speaker that doesn't really look like a speaker. Codenamed Titan, the Sonos IKEA collaboration is a piece of wall art with a hidden speaker built in. They aren't saying much about other specifics, but there's also no indication when we might see it. And sure, you can revamp your home theater with updated bookshelf speakers or soundbars, but when it comes to speaker-filled works of art that you're going to hang on the wall, you really need to think about the big picture. Number four, what is this dropping on a porch near you? Package deliveries. We've been hearing about drones for years, but UPS... they are in the process of setting up a small fleet of eVTOLs, which stands for Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft. Now remember that, Electric Vertical Takeoff and Landing Aircraft, eVTOLs. So it's kind of a hybrid airplane helicopter piloted by a human. These drones are mostly been testing for small packages, but these are able to catch much more, and they don't run out of juices fast. The batteries can power the aircraft for up to 250 miles at speeds of 170 miles per hour. Wow. Think about getting your Amazon Prime delivery that way. UPS has put in an order for 10 of these. They're being built by a company in Vermont called Beta Technologies. They said they could end up buying 150. The plan is for UPS to deploy them to small, medium-sized cities around the country once they're ready, which is supposed to be 2024. This isn't expected to have any impact on the proposed merger with FedEx, where the two companies are set to become fed up. I heard you laugh. All right, number five, welcome to Jurassic Park. Yeah, stories going all over the internet. Neuralink, it's a startup co-founded by Elon Musk. The goal is to create an implantable chip that would create a true bridge between human and computers. The other co-founder is a guy by the name of Max Hodick. He made a claim on Twitter, and it said, "We could probably build Jurassic Park if we wanted to. Wouldn't be genetically authentic dinosaurs, but maybe 15 years of breeding plus engineering to get this super exotic novel species." All right, everybody's like, "What? We're going to have a real Jurassic Park without Jeff Goldblum? What's going on with that?" All right, you can't believe everything that you read online. While Neuralink isn't commenting, there's a good chance that the "we" Hodak was referring to is humanity, not specific to the brain chip company. We've all seen the movie. We get the gist. No one wants some mad scientist creating a bloodthirsty velociraptor that escapes and start terrorizing all the neighborhoods. But you have to think of the marketing possibilities, because you may have seen this. Neuralink has already successfully implanted a microchip into a pig's brain. So throw dinosaurs into the mix? What are we talking about? Jurassic pork? I mean, that one was pretty good. Yeah, that was all right, Mike.
That was fantastic. I love that one.
Jurassic pork. All right. Let's talk about your health. If you haven't tried Super Beets Heart Chews, you're missing out. You get all the fabulous healthy heart benefits of eating beets and grapeseed extract without the hassle of juicing. Oh, I used to make fresh juice. Oh, such a lot of work, especially beet juice. Now I just eat two Super Beets heart chews and they taste great. It's hard to believe they're not candy. Super Beets heart chews combine non-GMO beets with a powerful new ingredient, grape seed extract. The grape seed extract used in Super Beets chews has been clinically shown to be two times as effective at supporting normal blood pressure as a healthy lifestyle alone. This is important. And better blood pressure means more energy, the way that nature intended, without all the jittery caffeine or stimulants. I don't even drink coffee. Just two delicious chews a day is all you need. I keep a bag of Super Beets chews at my desk every morning. I just eat two. I exercise every single day, and having enough energy is important, but so is stamina. I believe that Super Beets chews are a big reason why I have just a ton of both. So do what I did. Support your heart health with delicious Super Beets chews. Get your Super Beets chews today. Go to the special address, kimsbeets.com. And when you buy two bags, they're going to throw in the third one for free. That's why I don't want you to just head over to Amazon and start buying it, because you're not going to get that third bag for free. kimsbeets.com. Once again, kimsbeets.com. All right, still to come this hour, we've got news about Amazon has changed your account settings, and we're going to tell you more about that. And then also, we have some scam alerts. Like, one is the One Ring phone scam. Did you ever get that? The phone just rings one time. I'll tell you more about that. And of course, we have all of your great phone calls here on this coast-to-coast broadcast of the Kim Komando Show. Hey, just a quick reminder, if you're listening to the show, gets interrupted for whatever the reason, you want to hear the show again, certain parts again, you can always do that. Head over to getkim.com. That's the only place where you get the official Kim Komando Show podcast. You can get other podcasts online, of course. Kim Komando Explains and Tech Refresh and our Daily Tech Update. But if you're looking for the Kim Komando Show podcast, just one place. That's over at getkim.com. Gary in Dayton, Ohio. Hello there, Gary.
Hi, Kim. Thanks for taking my call.
Anytime.
I've been listening to your show and reading your newsletter for many years now, so I appreciate all the help you give to all of us out here that you might call digitally challenged.
That's all right. It hits all of us from time to time. Let me tell you. So, you know, today, let me tell you what happened to me today. So I'm sitting there at my desktop computer, Gary, and here in the studios, and I go to a website, it goes, and then I try to get to the next website, and it doesn't go. It doesn't go to the website. So, and then I'm like, what the heck's going on? And then I start seeing the wireless network pops up, that the wire, and so it says I'm not connected to the internet. So I call John, my IT genius here at the studios. I say, hey, John, can you come over? He comes right over, and then he pulls my MacBook closer to him, and the cord, the Ethernet cord was unplugged. And I made him promise not to tell anybody.
And now you've told everyone.
Exactly. Hey, so what's on your mind?
Well, I have an Ameritech.net email account that I've had for over 20 years for business and personal use, and I got it when they were my phone provider.
Okay.
Now I use Spectrum Broadband through my local cable provider, but right now I'm still paying for that local phone company to maintain that Ameritech.net
email address,
and I want to break free from that and still keep my email address, and I wondered if you could help me figure that out.
So you just, it's like you're just too attached to the email address, you don't want to give it up?
Well, I've had it for over 20 years, and I've got so many business contacts that have had that address. I'd rather not. Yeah.
Well, okay, there is a workaround. How much are you paying now a month for it?
Oh, unfortunately, that's about $57.
Oh, that's a lot of money a month for an email, just to keep an email address, isn't it? That's kind of crazy.
Exactly.
You can port it all over and you can tell everybody. We have steps on how to change. It's really not that difficult. But if you wanted to keep it, a workaround, and we can get that price down, is that if you call them up and you tell them that you're going on vacation. And when you put your account into vacation mode, you're not going to be able to, sometimes they give you like limited internet access, limited Wi-Fi. Sometimes they just like turn it all, they turn off the internet connection altogether, but you can still send and receive your email. And so if you put it into vacation mode, is that it's probably going to cost you $8 a month, $10 a month.
Oh, okay.
So if you just can't get rid of, I mean, is the email address like superstud@ameritech.net or something like that?
Not quite.
Almost. Because, you know, the reason why I say that is that, you know, because we're setting up some dating profiles for Mike James, you know, our tech director. And that's actually his email address that we're using is Superstud. And I'm hoping that the ladies are going to be like, yes. So vacation mode, you get to keep your AT&T address. And just remember that sometimes the vacation mode, that it only lasts like, I think, 6 months or 9 months, Gary. So what you'll have to do is make a note in your calendar that every 6 months or 7 months that you call them up and you say, you know, life is really great here in Bora Bora. I am still on vacation. The ladies love me. The ladies love me. So I'm not coming back to Dayton at all. So please keep my account in vacation mode. Gary, thank you so much for your call and your kind words about the show. I'm tired of writing down passwords. I know you are too, but I don't have to do it anymore. RoboForm Password Manager makes life easier and more secure by logging me into websites with just one click. And here's the deal. You get 50% off. You go to the special address, RoboForm.com/Kim. RoboForm.com/Kim. It works on any platform, and it's cross-platform. So if you've got Macs and PCs and Androids and Windows, you can have one password manager, RoboForm.com/Kim. Again, RoboForm.com/Kim. All right. Have you any idea how much you have spent on Amazon in the last year, the last 30 days? I actually opened my Amazon account in 1999. Would you believe that? And they have a record of every single thing that I've purchased since 1999. Well, what if you wanted to see all of your Amazon order history? And this is really great, by the way, if you start doing your taxes, so you can start saying, oh, yeah, I bought this for business, even though it was on my personal account, is that you can download your entire history into a spreadsheet. Now, you used to be able to do it with one or two clicks. Not anymore. Look under your orders page, and then you can request this spreadsheet from Amazon. We've got a lot of steps over at Komando.com. Specifically, it's at the link called Kim's Show. So you go to KOMANDO.com and then hit the link for Kim's Show, which, speaking of, while you're there, make sure that you subscribe to our newsletters. You know, every single day we put out these great newsletters, and we have this wonderful newsletter called The Current. You can sign up right now at thecurrentnewsletter.com. Once again, thecurrentnewsletter.com. Stay right where you are. More of the show is coming up. America's ready to get back to work, but to succeed, you need every advantage. Smart companies run on NetSuite by Oracle, the number one cloud business system. You can schedule a free product tour right now at netsuite.com/Kim. Once again, that's netsuite.com/Kim. All right, I want you to be on the lookout for the one ring phone scam. I mean, you get a phone call, but it just rings once, often in the middle of the night, and you're like, what's going on? So you look at caller ID. It's an international number. You don't recognize it. First clue, something's wrong. And again, it's in the middle of the night. You may not be thinking, but if you call it back, you get a scammer who knows how to keep you on the line as long as possible because you were transferred to an expensive toll number that's racking up charges from your carrier for every minute you stay on the line. We've got more information about the One Ring scam, of course, over at Komando.com. I mean, I got a call the other night from some telemarketer asking if I wanted satellite radio. And I was like, excuse me, I'm Kim Komando. Are you serious? You know what? You can find the Kim Komando show on Sirius Radio, but it's not this show, by the way. We're on the Business Channel, and every week we do a show called Tech Insights, Tech Business Insights, and you can find that on Sirius Channel 132. Jane in New Haven, Connecticut. Hi, Jane.
Hi. I greatly appreciate the opportunity to speak to folks and let me know about a wake-up call my daughter and I had. And her question was regards to a call that, or an email that she received that her, she got a ransomware note for her Facebook and her Instagram that they were being held ransom for $500 in Bitcoin.
Okay. Wait, back up. Wait, just a second, Jane, because you kind of went around in circles a little bit for me. All right. So,
okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's okay. Not your fault. So your daughter got an email that said that her Facebook and Instagram account are being held for ransom, and she needs to give them $500 worth of Bitcoin.
Right.
Okay.
That they've hacked her system. They've taken pictures of her in from her computer and shut off the indicator light, and that if she didn't pay them in Bitcoin, they would distribute these to Facebook account that they now have control over.
Okay, now can she get onto her Facebook or Instagram at all?
No. She tried to get in. There's a different email address now attached to her account, and she went into her emails, and there's no confirmation email from Facebook.
Right.
So they went
in and they've hacked her accounts, basically. Right.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Okay. So the only thing she can do with Facebook and Instagram is to use a friend's, or a friend's account, or she can go to Facebook.com and file a notice that her account has been taken over by hackers, and then they'll figure out a password reset that can go to her phone number, and it won't go to her email. And so, which is
okay.
So this serves as a lesson for everybody that there's a couple of things that we have here, is that make sure that your security is set up. But also under Facebook, you have something called trusted contacts. So in the event that this were to happen, a trusted contact could be sent the confirmation. And those those people probably wouldn't think to get into the trusted contacts area. And so the whole idea is that her friend or you would be a trusted contact. And so if the account gets hacked, that you would be able to help them to get back into the account because you're trusted. You're not the hacker.
Right.
So there's a scam that's going around on the internet, obviously. And they say that they can turn on your webcam and they've seen you naked. And if you don't pay them, that they're going to send these naked pictures to anybody under the sun unless you pay
them.
Okay. So first question, has she stood in front of this computer naked?
Well, her computer is in her bedroom, and so she has at times gotten undressed and yes, been naked.
Okay. The odds of them having these pictures, probably nil. It's, three things that sell: anything on Madison Avenue or fear, sex, greed, right? So here we have fear.
Yes.
All right. So here we have fear and a little sex, fear. My advice would be for her to just ignore it. Or if she feels like she doesn't want to, because she is afraid of something out there, I would string them along and say, you know what, I don't understand Bitcoin. You know, she probably doesn't. And they will respond back. They will. And they are so good at this that they even will give her an 800 number to call, a toll-free number. They'll send her a video about how to buy Bitcoin. They have text.
Wow.
They have text support. This is how big this is.
Okay. Wow.
So I bet they don't have anything. They don't have. But let's just string them along until she can get her account back. Because if she just blows them off, they may just delete her account, then she'll lose everything. So unfortunately, there's no number to call to Facebook. There's no number to call to Instagram. You know
what?
If she wants this account back, she can plead to them and through their support channels and give them 30 days to respond. Because, with 2 billion members, she's just sitting there. Or she can just forget about the whole thing and start up a new account.
That was what she was hoping to not have to do. But I think in the lesser of the evils and the time that it's going to take to put into it, although it's a nothing ventured, nothing gained society, when you're a college kid that's having to deal with midterms and the stress of all this COVID stuff.
Yes, it's terrible. It's terrible. I mean, I can tell you, my son. I mean, he's stressed, and I'm like, what are you so stressed about? He's like, you know, I worked my whole life to get to USC, and I'm doing it in my bedroom. I'm like, I know, and I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry that this happened.
Yeah.
And but,
I feel your pain. My daughter is at Worcester Polytech as a mechanical engineer. It's not an easy plateau. It's not a light subject. And you don't need the pressure of, holy crap, what do I do? You know, what little socialization they have is now taken away or potentially taken away. Their time frame for doing bad without responding has elapsed, and nothing bad happened, except she still doesn't have access to her account.
Yes. And so, I know she wants to, you know, it's her life. It's what everybody knows her as.
Right.
And it's her socialization in a time when there is none. And if you look at, and I'm sure she has friends, like Ian has friends, that they've been partying for the last year. One of his friends has gotten COVID four times. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my word.
Four times. Kids partying away over at SMU, going to the frat parties and everything, right? But, and meanwhile, I'm like, no, Ian can't go out. It's so hard. And then when, now this is a double whammy for her. So.
Right. And she's been the one that's saying, well, you can't go out. You can't do that because it's not safe. I don't care that you're wearing a mask. It's still not safe. It's too many people together.
Right. Well, she's following what her gut and her heart, and obviously you've raised her correctly. So that said, she probably just needs to write this off as an experience. You know, she can try to. I'm not one to give up. So I'd encourage her to try to get the account back. If she has used that same password for any other account, make sure she changes it.
That's the thing. She's got so many different accounts, and she does, we all do, use the same password over because everybody's brain is so compromised right now to try to remember different ones. It's impossible.
Well,
impossible.
Well, let me tell you, you come up with a formula, okay? You know, with a word. And then you do like, maybe the word is, maybe the new word is New Haven. And then there's a pound. And then there's 2021. And then there's an exclamation point. And then there's a dash. And then if it's Amazon, it's AZ. If it's Twitter, it's TR at the end. So you come up with some type of formula that only you know.
Oh, okay. I didn't think of that.
And so every password is now unique. And if so, everybody, I have people saying, oh, well, if the hacker can figure out that they can figure out anything else. Maybe not. Maybe you don't use the first and last letter all the time. Maybe you use the last and the first letter. You know, you mix it up. So, you know, it's either first or whatever it may be. So you can make it all unique. And then there's password managers. There's KeePass. There's LastPass. We have a sponsor by the name of RoboForm. And so there are ways that you can do this. So, but tell your daughter, she's not the only one that this has happened to. This has happened to tens of millions of people. And she is sitting in the same boat as they are. But what she can do now is learn from this and move forward and have those security settings done and set up the trusted contact and have the different passwords. And because God knows we don't want anybody to get into her bank account or anything after that, right? Her dating account. Her school records. I'm sorry that she has to go through that. And thanks for your call. Hey, my sponsor, iDrive, just won another award. This time it's from the leading tech pub, Tom's Guide. They gave iDrive their Editor's Choice Award for the best cloud backup. They raved about iDrive's ease of use, affordability, and generous storage. And that's why I've been recommending iDrive for years. It's simply the best cloud backup service available. Let's not forget that they also recently won PC Mag's best cloud backup solution for consumers and businesses 7 years in a row. iDrive can be used to back up all your devices, PCs, Macs, servers, smartphones, and more, all into one account. And with their industry standard encryption, state-of-the-art security, you can rest assured that your data is safe. I love that I can access my files right from my mobile device, no matter where I go. I can also automate backups in a snap, and I never have to worry about losing my data, running out of space on any of my devices. Plans start at less than $6 a month, and when you use my name, Kim, at checkout, you'll get 90% off your first year. Just go to iDrive.com, use my name, Kim, iDrive.com, promo code Kim. Here on the show, real quick, we've been talking a lot lately about NAS drives, network attached storage. Like we had a gal call in and say, I got all this music and I want to be able to access wherever I want to go. I had a gentleman call in with his kid and hockey videos and he needs to be able to store it and he wants to be able to have access to all of it whenever he wants to. And that's, again, a NAS drive. And Western Digital 12 terabyte Cloud Home Duo, it's a centralized place. We got more information about this in the tip. Everything's stored in one location. It's safe from potential hacks. You have the right security features in place. So make sure if you're interested in this, head over to commander.com and just search for NAS. All right, stay right where you are. Allie Sullivan is joining us with some great tips you don't want to miss here on the Kim Komando Show. Hey, stop calling your kids every single time you have a tech problem. For just a few bucks a month, you can call Solve IQ's tech experts as many times as you need. And you know what? They're going to be happy to hear from you. They'll be like, oh my gosh, yes, we are here to help. Visit solveiq.com/Kim to get started. That's solveiq.com/Kim. S-O-L-V-E, the letters IQ.com/Kim. Hey, listen, if you are looking for something really amazing and interesting to listen to, there's a podcast that we just put out this past week you don't want to miss. It's about a new social media network that is poised to take over Facebook. And get this, it's privacy focused. Yes, can you say social network and privacy in one sentence? Yes, you can. The guy's name is Jim Fournier, and he's a serial entrepreneur. He's been working on this for like 10 years, and I interviewed Jim. I actually am joining the beta, and you can too after you listen to it, and go through on how they are setting up hubs and wheels and trusted and how the content's going to be moderated and what's going on and with it. It's really a fascinating story about how this company is getting ready to totally compete against Facebook. And so where do you get the podcasts? Well, you can get them on Apple, Google, Spotify, Pandora, Amazon, Stitcher, commando.com/podcast, and also over at tunein.com. We have a whole channel there, as a matter of fact. And this podcast is under Kim Komando Explains. All right, joining us now on the show is our amazing content queen, Allie Seligman. Hello there, Allie.
Hi, Kim.
So what's going on?
Well, on this show and on commando.com, we talk about tech. We talk about digital lifestyle. We don't talk much about money, but today we are. So
yay.
The one kind of, one place we do get into is how can you make money online? And then do you have something sitting around your house that's worth a lot of money? I know you saw this one, a Super Mario Brothers game that just sold for $600,000.
Okay, that's just ridiculous.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, it's not just one that you have, like, you've been, like, letting the dog chew on. It has to be in the original case, pristine condition, still shrunk wrap. $600,000. Crazy.
It kind of makes you want to go buy, like, a Nintendo Switch game and let it sit around for 50 years, see what happens. Well, so collectibles right now, the collectible market is absolutely crazy. The prices of everything are going up, and especially for trading cards. Okay, you hear trading cards, you probably think of sports cards. Tom Brady, did you see this? His rookie card, what it just sold for?
$225,000.
$2.2 million.
Oh, yeah, $2.2 million. Yeah, because you know what? I said that earlier in the show, because I said, and in the picture, he has a Super Bowl cut.
It's not just sports cards, though. Pokemon cards are back. You know, people are talking about them again. Yes, 2021, we're talking about Pokemon. Why? Why are these so popular? Well, it started on YouTube, actually. Logan Paul, he's a YouTuber. He's 26. He's got like 23 million followers. No big deal, right? So he buys a bunch of sealed Pokemon cards. And in this video, he said, you know, I think these are the next big thing. I think they're the next collectible. And wouldn't you know it, if enough people hear you say it, kind of just makes it into the next big thing. So 8 million views later, he's done a lot of these videos. He just bought $2 million worth of cards and started auctioning them off.
Gosh, you're kidding.
I'm not. Yeah. So I think we all know Pikachu, right? He's that cute little yellow guy. Well, he's not the one in the headlines right now. Charizard is. It's this cute little orange dragon. A Charizard card just sold for $311,000.
Okay, how are they, why are they worth so much, do you think?
Well, this one is super rare. It's actually a first edition, and it's a misprint. So there's a line of cards where they're supposed to have a shadow on them. They didn't, and so it's super rare. These go for a ton of money. So this is the thing. If your kids played this, if anybody in your family did, it's time to check for the binders.
I'll say. It's time to go through everything in the attic, wherever it may be, because you know what? And I hope you didn't just throw all those cards away when you're like, I'm tired of looking at these dirty old things. Allie, thank you so much for joining us. And if anybody in our audience, if you have one of these cards and you find one and then you list it on eBay and you make some great money, we are so happy for you. And we deserve like 10%, just saying. Stay right where you are. There's a Roku scam spreading I need to tell you about here on the Kim Komando Show. All right, so there was in the news this past week. A woman bought a Roku. She was setting it up. An 800 number appeared on screen. She called it for activation. They offer her a lifetime service plan for $190. She paid with a debit card, and it was just a big old scam. Just remember, there's no charge for setting up or activating the Roku, and she lost a lot of money. So make sure that you're always hanging out over at Komando.com, because every single day we keep you up to date on all the breaking tech news that will save you time and money. 24/7, you can always find us right there at KOMANDO.com.